Well, hello everybody, it's your friend Manoli here with another episode of Manoli's Musings. Manoli's Musings, everybody. Yes, still a thing, believe it or not. Believe it or not, we're still here. Coming to you live from the old Charleston, South Carolina. Hope everybody's doing alright. I'm sorry I left you hanging, you know, a few weeks for the next installment, but hey, you know, Manoli's a busy guy, you know, he's got two jobs, he sings, he has to make time to see people. You know, everybody's clamoring for me all the time, and sometimes it's hard for me to get in the mindset of recording an episode because it requires complete focus and attention to detail and really intense focus. Believe it or not, I know that might sound crazy, but believe it or not, it does take a lot of energy and commitment to do these. So I'm happy to do it. You know, like I said before, it is a free podcast, so you get what you pay for. But, you know, hey, at least I haven't kept you waiting, you know, I don't know, going on 15 years for the next installment. Like, you know, who would do that? George R.R. Martin. Just never finish the books. That's fine, George. No problem. Well, I hope everybody's doing well. I've been busy. You know, I've been a lot busy. I've been rather busy the past month, past couple, I guess. How long has it been? I think I talked to you in July. And now we're almost done with August. So there you go. I'm sorry, but it's been busy. But busy is good sometimes, you know. If I don't stay busy, that's when the voices start, and that's bad for everybody. So I prefer to stay busy. This past weekend, I had to do some stuff in the old Columbia, South Carolina, our state's capital. And I also stayed out in the old Prosperity, South Carolina, which is where my wonderful grandparents are. So it was nice to see them. And, you know, Prosperity's out, you know, rather out there in the country. So it's quite the drive. And but I enjoy it. You know, it's a beautiful spot. It's right on the Lake Murray. And, it's always nice to see the grandparents and the other family members. And it was a good time, you know. You know, they said that Elvis was spotted at the traffic circle on the way to Prosperity, you know, after he, well, some would say allegedly died. You know, they had an Elvis sighting there. Now, why he would be hanging out at Prosperity at the traffic circle, I don't know. Although people will correct me. They said, no, the traffic circle is not in Prosperity. Okay, well, it might as well be, you know. I'm not the expert in the upstate South Carolina's, you know, the borders of the towns up there. Excuse me for trying. You know, no good deed goes unpunished. You know what I'm saying? I've given Prosperity, South Carolina, of all places, airtime, and they still want to come after me for it. Who's they, Manoli? Who is this they? Oh, you better believe it. They're out there. They're out there. They're plotting, trying to bring me down. But you know what? Manoli stands. Manoli's this podcast will stand the test of time. I will still be here. You can't get rid of me yet. You can't get rid of me. I am. You can't come after me. I will take you all down. The people out there, you know, I know my enemies are out there. They're plotting. No. I hope that's not the case. You know, I think people tend to enjoy the musings, you know, those who listen to them. And those who don't listen to them, well, who needs them anyway, you know? That's what I say. But anyway, I hope everybody's doing all right. You know, it's funny. I walked out of my door this morning. I was going to work, and I felt a little bit of breeze in the air. And I said, oh, that's nice. And then I remembered, this means that summer is coming to an end, and I don't like that. I love the summer. I love the heat. Give it to me. Give me the heat. You know, people complain. Oh, they complain. Oh, it's so hot. Charleston's so hot. The humidity's so bad. I feel like I'm going to die. Well, you know what? Get over it. That's what I say. You know, these people, they all come here. They all move in. And that's fine. You have a right to be here just like everybody else. But you're going to come down here, complain about our humidity and the weather and the traffic. It's like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, if you don't like it, leave. That's what I say. If you don't like it, go back to where you came from. That's what I say, you know. if you're gonna be here, you're gonna be in it. So just shut up, otherwise. That's what I say. Well, Manila, you're so diplomatic. Well, you know what? I'm not running for office here. I could say whatever I want. People ask me, because I used to be involved in student government. I say, oh, Manila, you should be a politician someday. And I say, you know what? Enough people hate me. I'm kidding, by the way. I do think that most people I get along with pretty well, but there's always a couple out there. We won't name them, not on the show anyway. If you want to message me, maybe I could slip a couple of names in there. But I digress. Yes, no, but here's the thing. It's like I like the heat. I like the summer. The summer is sunshine, when it's not, because it actually has been raining quite a lot recently here in Charleston. And I don't know where it came from. Somebody looked at me. I forget who it was. It was really funny. It rained like every day for about probably 6 to 8 days straight. It rained and rained and rained. And then, there was a couple days of sunlight and it rained some more. And then we got like 4 inches of rain in one day. And the other day, somebody just looked at me and they said, "Well, Manoli, the drought is over." I'm like, "Yeah, the drought is over. You better believe it." And then you get into hurricane season and all that stuff. But we don't have to focus on all that. I do like the fall. The fall is nice. Those are good times. That October, November, that weather is nice. But the winter is not my favorite. I don't like the cold. It wears me down. I have no energy. I'm from Charleston, South Carolina. I'm Greek. I have the Greek blood in me. I can't handle the cold. I'm not used to the cold. I don't like the cold. So, summer I like, fall I like, spring I like too. The winter, not my favorite time of the year. It wears you down. The sun's not shining. It's cold and it's dark. And I don't like that. Manoli is a bastion of positivity and sunlight and happiness, as you could tell by listening to the show where I complain about just about everything. So, well, there you go. What else can I say? Now, I believe the last episode I was talking about my little European trip there, my little odyssey. It's funny, I said Odysseus has returned to the homeland, and people made fun of me for that. Well, guess what? I can claim it. I'm Greek. I have the Greek in me. And Homer, who wrote the Iliad and the Odyssey, and who existed, by the way, because people want to deny that now. Yes, he existed. He came from the island of Chios, which is where my papu came from, and that's where my family came from. So don't tell me what I can and can't say. If I want to claim Odysseus, I will. You got to give me something here. So Odysseus returned to his homeland. I have my little Odyssey, and I believe when I left off, I was talking about the days that we spent in Athena and in Aegina. So I left off right before we got on the ship. So let's talk about that. It was a warm day in the port of Piraea. Our group hopped on the bus and we made the trek from Athena down to the port of Piraea, the biggest port in Greece, one of the biggest ports in Europe. And there we saw our ship, the Sun Princess, and we all embarked upon our journey. 30, how many people? 20 to 30 American tourists, American adventurers rather, come to enjoy the journey of a lifetime. Together they will form a society. Or not. Together they will enjoy a cruise ship and drink copious amounts of alcohol and gamble away, while also enjoying the ports, which is, why else do you go on a cruise? No, it's all a good time. It was a fun time. The ship was nice. I like the ship. I had some kind of drink package, and let me tell you, I made good use of it. I could have unlimited drink, unlimited food. There were areas of the ship that were supposed to be reserved for suite guests, but I just walked right in. Nobody stopped me. They had this thing in the back. I forgot what they called it. They had their own little pool area. They had cabanas. They had a bar out there. You just order a drink, they would just pour you one. They even wanted to see your little. They gave you this thing called a medallion. It was a little circle-shaped piece of, I guess, plastic, and that was your room key. You charged with it. It was a medallion. Now, some people like the medallion, but others, it's a bit of controversy around the medallion. I thought it was fine. I didn't wear it around my neck like a goofball, but I kept it in my pocket, you know. Walk around with that thing around my neck like, oh, what is this? The medallion from, you know, the cursed gold from Pirates of the Caribbean? I don't think so. I don't know where I pulled that one from. Anyway, but, you know, at some places you walk up and they just pour you a drink. And let me tell you, on this ship they had Johnny Walker Gold, which is very nice. And then they had this thing called Johnny Walker Platinum. And I tell you, I enjoyed the Johnny Walker Platinum. It was smooth. You could drink it. Nothing, you know, you wouldn't feel like you were drunk. It was amazing. It was amazing stuff. And, you know, we must have drank, I don't know how many glasses of that over the week. There was one bar, we'd go sit down, and the lady would just pour us a drink as soon as we sat down. She was the best. She saw us walking up, and she just poured it right away. Neat. Johnny Walker Platinum. Neat. We like neat here. And I was really enjoying that, and me and my dad were like, oh, we got to get a bottle of this when we get back to the States. And then I looked it up, and I saw that Johnny Walker Platinum had been discontinued. So, you know, everything goes to crap, I suppose. But no, what else did I like about the ship? There was one part of the ship, it was by the pool in the little VIP area I was telling you about. I knew people up there. I could get in, you know. I know people. And you would go in there, and you would ring a bell, and you stand in front of this wall, and then somebody... You would ring a bell, and then somebody would stick their hand out the wall wearing a white glove, and they'd give you a glass of champagne. I mean, that's solid, you know. That's pretty, it's pretty swanky. And the food was very good on the ship. The food was good. I ate a lot of it. I figured I'd enjoy myself while I'm cruising through Europe. You know, what a tough life, eh? But yeah, so we boarded in Piraeus, and we got on the Sun Princess. New ship, brand new. I did do some gambling on the ship. Unfortunately, my winning streak that had been going on for, I think, about 2 years, unfortunately came to a screeching halt. I didn't play a whole lot. I try not to play a whole lot. But it gets a little, you know, I prefer to at least enjoy, you know, the game. Even if I don't end up winning, you know, I would prefer to win, obviously, or at least break even. But if I could just play a good game, that would be nice. That was not going to happen on this trip. Every time I walked up, when I, you know, if I needed to zig, it zagged. If I needed to zag, it zigged. I just could not get on the same page. It was seven out, seven out, seven out. It was bad. It was bad news, people. That might be the worst. That's one of the worst, like, performances I've ever had, especially on a cruise ship. You know, because you have a week, so, you know, I spread it out, but I don't know. I just couldn't get the rhythm down. At no point was I ever winning, so, but that's okay. You know, it's my own fault. It was my money, and I chose to do that with it, and I knew what I was getting myself into, but, you know, what else are you gonna do? I'll get them next time, right? Isn't that what we always say? I'll get them next time. But no, just a little friendly game there. Nothing too major. I don't play big money, you know. I play just to entertain myself. That's all. What the hell was that? I mean, what was that? Nothing moved, and then something over here fell. What was it? What was that? Is there a ghost in here? My goodness. Everything perplexes me. I swear, everything perplexes me. My mind overthinks everything. It goes 200 miles an hour. I don't know what's going on half the time. I try to make sense of it, and I just end up more confused. This is my life. This is what goes through my head. I get distracted, and now I don't even remember what I was saying. What are you going to do? But yeah, so we got on in Piraeus, and then we sailed down to Crete, which is Crete, the largest island in Greece, one of the largest islands in the Mediterranean. And actually, we think that some of our ancestry might hail from Crete, because our last name is in K-I-S, which is a very Crete, Critico thing, a very Cretan name, a trait for a name to have. So we think that we might have some Cretan in, way back when, but it's so far back. We don't know what happened. We're just guessing here. So maybe there's some Cretan in me. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. Everybody asks, they're like, oh, your family, they must be from Crete. We're like, no, but anyway. So we went to the town of Chania, which is becoming very popular now with people coming to visit, and they don't know how to say it. So let me explain it to you. It is spelled Chania, in the Latin alphabet. And some people say, I'm going to Chania. I'm going to Chania. I'm going to Chania. I'm going to Chania. Chania. Say it with me, Chania. We went to Chania, and it was a beautiful place. I hadn't been to Crete in, I guess, about 15 years. I think I went when I was 10, and I didn't even go to that part of town. It's been a while since I went to Crete, and it's a beautiful island, and I really enjoyed it. We got off the ship. I wasn't feeling quite 100%, but I was still feeling I had a little weird sickness thing going on. I don't know what was going on. Not stomach, just like, my throat was sore. I was like sweating and it, anyway, but it's not important. But that day it was hot. And me and my father, my papa, we went down and my father likes, several things in life. But one of his favorite things in life is what's called bougatsa. Now, bougatsa is a Greek pastry, usually served around breakfast time. And it is, usually what it is it's, phyllo dough filled with a custard with powdered sugar, very similar to, I don't know what's similar to that, but it's kind of like a flat rectangular shaped dessert filled with custard with the, with phyllo dough and powdered sugar. And it's really good. It is almost impossible to find in the States. So whenever we go to Greece, we have to get bougatsa. Now, my father has done his research on bougatsa. And what he did is he managed to find one of the oldest bougatsa, places in Greece, at least in Crete. And so we went there. And we went in and you could smell the bougatsa. They had different variety too. They had one with cheese and one with the custard. And we had both. And oh my goodness, it was heavenly bougatsa, I will say. It was well worth going to Chania just for that bougatsa. It was amazing. We ate at least two trays of it. And we invited, our friends there. We said, hey, come on, let's have some bougatsa. We made them try bougatsa. Everybody loved the bougatsa. This was, my father is a bougatsa freak and he loved it. He was very happy. He found this place. He's like, oh, we got to go there. We got to go there. And he was 100% right. 100%. It was the real deal bougatsa. I had some, I had a frappe, which is what you do in Greece. You have a nice frappe. Sketo, I don't like putting extra sugar in it, but I have to put a little bit of milk in there to get the foam and whatever you call it, however they make it. I don't know. I'm not a barista here, but anyway, I had a nice frappe, a little cold coffee drink. It's very nice, bougatsa and frappe. That's the Greek way to do it. That's the Greek life, baby. And then we walked around the town. And we met up with the rest of my family. We had some, in Chania, they have very nice bay. They have a big lighthouse. And the bay is circled with shops and restaurants and little hotels. And it's a very nice town, very nice. Right on the water, right on the beautiful Greek ocean, the beautiful Mediterranean, the Aegean Sea, all that stuff. Yeah, we had a great lunch. I had octopus. I love octopus. They had the cats running all around. I don't know if you know this, but there's cats everywhere in Greece. There are cats everywhere. I don't think that owning a cat is really a thing. They're just stray cats that run around begging for food. But the lunch is very good. We had We have marides, which is the fried smelts, which is very good. You just pop them in your mouth, you eat them whole, they're very good. And octopus, which I love. It was a beautiful piece of nice fresh octopus. Had the marides. Yeah, we had all kinds of stuff. And then at the end, what they did is they decided to, for whatever reason, bring us a little bottle of a clear liquid known as rakı, which is similar to Greek moonshine. And let me tell you, it's very good. It was very good. I had about, three or four shots of that, and I was feeling pretty okay. And some members of our group asked, hey, we're going to go do a boat. I think it was a glass bottom boat. And I was like, oh, you guys have fun. They're like, you don't want to come? I'm like, not after that. And not after what happened the last time I got on one of those boats. So Leo went, and Leo had a great time. Leo, my little brother. And but I was fine to stay on shore this time. But the rakı was very good. The octopus was very good. We walked all around the bay. I got myself a nice picture that's hanging now in my abode, my condo. I bought it right on the wall there. And yeah, Hanya is nice. It's a historic city. I walked all around. I got some nice, got a couple really nice t-shirts that I really like. What else did I get? I got all kinds of stuff. But yeah, we walked around the town for a while, then we headed back to the ship. It was nice. Hanya is historic, it's beautiful. I highly encourage people to go if they're looking to go to Crete. Crete's a great island, great people. Yeah, go to Crete, go to Hanya, it's beautiful. And then what happened was we left, and then the ship it was going north. So we went north, and we went up through the Ionian Sea, I'm sorry, excuse me. Wait. Well, I guess you have to pass Ionian to get to the Adriatic Sea, which is between, Italy and Greece and the Balkans and that kind of area. So that area, that sea. Anyway, so the ship, it took a day to get up there. So you had a sea day, which is, you're not stopping. So you just enjoy the ship and hang out and go to the pool, which I made use of. And yeah, and the next stop was a town called Bar in Montenegro. Now, I had never been to Montenegro. I didn't know much about Montenegro. So I was excited to see a new country. I had been, to Croatia, which is close and it's similar and, in scenery and whatnot. It's on the coast of the Adriatic, and so I had been to Montenegro, Croatia. They're all formerly Yugoslavia, which is interesting when you look at the history there, of course. And but Montenegro, I went, and the town of Bar is very nice. Although I will say, and I'm gonna give a lot of praise to it, but I'm. The first impression wasn't the best because right by the port where we docked, we drove past a huge mound of just scrap and garbage and trash. And I don't know what I don't know what the deal was. It was right by the, it's a port, so it's not going to be beautiful, but it was literally a mountain of garbage. I'm like, oh man, this is my first impression of Montenegro. Like I feel terrible that, I'm not stupid enough to say that that's indicative of the whole country, but it was just kind of funny that the first impression was a literal garbage heap. But when we got to the town, it was very nice to have a nice beach. You walk along the beach, and we stopped, and my father had to go back to the ship for something, so we were waiting for him. And so me and my mother and Leonidas, we went to, they had a beautiful, beautiful Orthodox cathedral in the town of Bar. And it was huge. It was huge white walls, golden domes, golden top domes, beautiful, beautiful cathedral. The Cathedral of St. John Vladimir, I believe, St. John Vladimir, and who is the patron saint of that town. And it was beautiful on the outside, and when you went into the inside, oh my goodness, there was not 1 inch of the ceiling or the walls that was not covered in icons of scenes from the life of Christ, icons of the saints, icons of the Fania, icons of the Dormition, icons of everything, every the whole. You have to. I mean, just look up this church. Just look at it. You know, even if you're not into it, just look it up. It is one of the most beautiful churches I've ever been in, and it was huge. And it was all covered. It was all covered in, the whole thing was covered in icons. You know, sometimes they have some here, some there, and they paint it later. I think they was read. I was reading they completed it, I believe, in 2016 or 2017. I'm not sure when, but really, really impressive cathedral there. And there was a baptism going on, so I was listening to that. So I really enjoyed visiting that church. But I mean, just really, really beautiful church. I mean, this is. It was a very moving experience just to be in there. Honestly, it was. It was. I have so many pictures of it. It was really impressive, and I had no idea it was there. I wasn't expecting that. Not to say that, you know, I mean, why shouldn't they have a church like that? It's just, you know, in America we have beautiful buildings, we have beautiful churches, but you know, it's just in Europe they're just all over, you know, it's every other block, you know. Every block has a beautiful building or a church or something. It's just different. So, again, I'm not disparaging America, or especially not my beautiful city of Charleston, which is rather European in that regard. But, you know, I was just impressed. It's like, oh, there's a church over there. Let's go in. And you walk in, you're like, oh, my gosh. I bought some stuff from the bookstore there. I think I bought a couple icons over there. And then me and Leo were hanging out in front of the yard. They had a nice yard and grounds and whatnot. And Leo found a kickball. So we played kickball in Montenegro, which is, I don't know if I'll ever do that again. That was the experience. So yeah, me and Leo were playing kickball. And we were playing, it was, you know, Leo doesn't like to lose. So I did manage, you know, listen, there's a big age gap. I'm not above letting Leo win, but you know, sometimes I would hit him with the ball, and he would say, "Oh, that didn't hit me." I'm like, "Yes, you are. You're out." And he's like, "No, it didn't hit me." And it was just a lot of fun. So we were running the bases, running around, and he's like, "Oh, Manoli, I want you to kick this one. I want you to kick this one hard." I'm like, "Okay." So he tossed it to me, and I kicked it hard. I kicked it high, and it went up, 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 way up, way up. And it started coming back down, and it landed in a tree. It landed in a tree so perfectly. I could not have planted the ball there better than it landed. It was literally, there was like three branches that were coming out, that were like coming out from one another. And it landed like in the exact epicenter of the three branches. And I was like, oh man, I can't get this ball done. Like, I'm going to try to shake it. You know, I needed a ladder, which I didn't have. I'm just glad I didn't go into the dang street, because that's what I didn't want to cause a car crash. But I was like, oh, Leo, I'm sorry. I guess the game's over. So yeah, we did all that. And then we took a cab to the town of Old Bar, Montenegro. And they have a little medieval ruins, medieval city, which is very fascinating, because there's ruins of, they have ruins from antiquity. They have ruins from Orthodox churches. They have ruins from Catholic churches. There's Ottoman influence. It's actually very fascinating. Interesting place. So different eras, different ruins, all kind of built on top of one another. And then got some great pictures. The scenery is beautiful there. Really, it's a really beautiful country. I'm glad that I got to see the beautiful part and not the first impression. So I'm not making fun. It was a beautiful country, but they you know, if you're planning on visiting, they really, you know, most of the people I interacted with did not speak hardly any English whatsoever. So just be aware of that. But beautiful place. Food was good, nice people. You know, it was a nice place. The history there. Yeah, I enjoyed visiting, and I'm glad I got to cross another country off the list there. And it was a beautiful time. I really liked that church. I liked the whole visit. And when we left, the sunset was just beautiful. I mean, it was a beautiful sunset over the Adriatic. I mean, I watched the whole thing. We had dinner off the back of the ship, and that was nice. And because you could see the town going off in the distance, the sun was setting. It was a beautiful place. So yes, thank you to Bar Montenegro. So I shout out to that them. Yes, and then the ship turned around and went back south, and we stopped in the island of Corfu, also known as Kekira. And Corfu, I also hadn't been in 15 years since the first time I went to Greece. So I was 10, so I don't really remember much of it. Got off the ship, and today we had a beach day. So we got on the bus, and we went across the island to Glyfada Beach, which is very nice, of course. The beaches in Greece are all nice. What could be better? The weather was not super beachy. It wasn't really that hot. It was still early on. You know, this is in June, so this is a long time ago. Or late May, early June, whatever. But the weather was nice enough, you know. And you know, I'm not going to go to Greece in the summer and not go to the beach. You know what I'm saying? So we went over there. We went to the beach. They had a nice little beach club. Although, you know, people... They're like, oh, you could have two chairs for 40 euro, or you could have one chair. No, what was it? They only sell it in twos. So if you had an odd number of people, they only wanted one person sitting in every chair. If you had an odd number of people, they're like, oh, you could get a bean bag for 25 euros. It's like, I don't want a bean bag. I want a chair. Like, why can't I just buy one chair? But I digress. Yeah, it's like they're so protective over the beach chair. Well, they're trying to cramp. Well, that doesn't make any sense. So you think they want to cram as many people onto the beach so that, you know, they could sell their drinks or food or whatever, which I did. I had a nice little Greek salad. And by the way, Greek salad does not have lettuce. I know they do it here. It's not supposed to have lettuce. Just so you know, FYI, just so you know, just putting that out there. Had a nice Greek salad. Some snacks and whatnot, a nice, I think I had a fix, nice Greek beer, and I did get in the water. Now, the water in Greece is cold. Now, I'm from South Carolina. We have the Gulf Stream, the Jet Stream, or the Gulf Stream. Now, the Gulf Stream makes it to where the water is warm in the summer. It's almost like bath water compared to the water, really, anywhere else in the world. I mean, I say the world, you know, most places, like the West Coast water is cold. Greece has cold water. And I think it's because, you know, the Mediterranean is rather enclosed. And I just don't think there's that much activity going on to warm the water up. It's hot outside, but the water is usually freezing cold. So it took me a while, but I did get in and I had a good time. Of course, you know, me and Leo, we played around in the water. It was a lot of fun. I gave him a piggyback ride all around, and he enjoyed that. And, you know, other people in our group, we all got in the water, and we were hanging out. Yeah, hang out in the Greece in the water. What could be better, you know? Yeah, I sat out in the sun. I had a couple of beers. It was nice. I did a weather report out there on Glyfada Beach. Very pleasant time at the beach. And then we went back to the town of Corfu, the main town, and we went to the church where Saint Spyridon is. He's the patron saint of the island. Now, Saint Spyridon has been dead since I think the year three or four hundred. So he was at the first ecumenical council, which is, you know, Council of Nicaea, which, you know, if you say the Nicene Creed, that's where that comes from. But he's considered the protector and the patron saint of the island. So I paid, you know, I venerated his relics, which is very good. I walked around the town of Corfu. Corfu is nice. You know, the town is a little, how can I say, you know, there's a lot of people there. You know, Corfu is the closest big island to the rest of Europe. So a lot of people come to Corfu, which is great for Corfu. However, it's a little more developed than, say, you know, one of the smaller islands. But it's very nice all the same. There's nothing wrong with it. It's beautiful. Greece is beautiful no matter where you are, for the most part. But Corfu was very nice. It walked around. I had a nice souvlaki pita, which is very good. You know, I was like, oh man, I haven't really had one of these since I've been here, and it was worth the wait. I will say worth the wait. Walked around. I got some more stuff from my condo. I got some more artwork, a couple of icons. It was a nice visit, you know. So yeah, that was Greece is great. That was the last spot in Greece, and you know, I was sad about that. Obviously, you know, I could stay in Greece in perpetuity. Really, you know, I like it there. My Greek, when I go, it gets better. I want to become fluent in Greek, so that's on the list, you know, because I say all this stuff, and then, you know, I could get around okay, but I need to be, you know, I want to be able to really, really understand the language and speak it well, so that's a goal of mine. Anyway, and then we left Elada, we left Greece. Oh, boo-hoo, we left Greece, and we went to, the next stop was Sicilia, and we stopped in Messina. Now, I had never been to Sicily. I had been through the Strait of Messina before, because I was on another ship that sailed through it, which was really cool, but I'd never been to Sicily. I've been a lot of places in Italy. I've been to Roma. I've been to Firenze. I've been to Pisa. I've been to Venezia. I've been to Napoli. I've been to Cinque Terre. I've been to La Spezia. I've been all around Italy. I love Italy. It's great. I minored in Italian when I was in college. But I'd never been to Sicily. And I know Sicily is a little bit different. Obviously, you know, it's its own. You know, Italy, much like Greece, Italy has, you know, every region, every city has its own little differences and quirks and dialects. And anyway, but I was excited to go to Sicily, you know, because there was a lot of Greek influence there. The Greeks were there for a while, and then they weren't. The Romans were there, and you know, I'm not going to lie to you. I like Godfather 1 and 2 very much, and Part 3 is not so brilliant, but, you know, it's not as bad as I think people say it is. But, you know, Sicily, I really wanted to go see. And then Verdi, you know, Verdi wrote the great aria from the Sicilian Vespers. Oh, to Palermo, terra dorata. Try not to blast it out. It's rather late here. But yeah, so I wanted to go to Sicily. And I got up. The captain made an announcement the night before. He said, if you get up extra early, you'll be able to see Mount Etna. Now, I don't know about you. I find volcanoes to be really freaking cool. And so I'm like, I'm getting up to see that damn mountain. And I did, but I will say this, I was, he recommended we get there like 5:45 or right around 6, and it took a while to be able to see anything, but as the sun was coming up, as we got closer to Messina, you could start to make out land and mountains, and then there was this huge shape with smoke coming out of it, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's Mount Etna. And now I've seen the big three volcanoes in Italy. I've seen Vesuvio, I've seen Stromboli, which everybody makes fun of my name is Stromboli, and now I've seen Mount Etna, and it was a sight to see. I'm glad I got up early that day, even though, you know, you have some Johnny Walker Platinums, it's a little hard to get up early, but I digress. I did enjoy, you know, getting up and watching the sunrise and seeing Mount Etna, you know, kind of come into form with the light. It was a pretty cool experience, I'm not going to lie. Seeing the sunrise and the smoke coming out, you know, because it's a fairly active volcano, so that was really cool. Nice to actually stop in Messina instead of just going past it like the last time. And me and my father and Leo, we all got off, but my mother hung out for a little bit, and she went back to the ship. Me, my father, and Leo went to a town called Taormina. Now, in Taormina, they have an ancient amphitheater built by, who else? The Greeks. The Greeks, baby. What can we say? And it's an ancient amphitheater, which, you know, I've been known to frequent those in my travels. And you know, the Greeks are just genius. Like Mr. Pano says, genius, genius, genius. The Greeks, they go up into this mountain. It's right on the coast, right on the ocean. They build this amphitheater. And what's the backdrop of the amphitheater? Mount Etna. Striking, dramatic imagery for the dramatic arts. The Greeks, you see, we don't do anything. We think about everything. They could have built the amphitheater everywhere. No, we built it up in the mountain with the water in the background and Mount Etna in the background. And it's a beautiful spot. It's really impressive. And the town of Taormina is very nice. Old town. We went to Italy, ordered pizza. Yeah, well, I was in Italy. I wanted to try their pizza. Sue me. Well, you locked me up. I know Firenze is... not Firenze. I know Napoli is considered to be the pizza capital. However, I found the pizza in Taormina to be very nice. Leo had a little margherita pizza. And I told the story behind that. Why is it margherita? Do you know why it's margherita? It's because the pizza was invented for the visit of Queen Margherita, or named after her. Somehow she got involved with the pizza, and they named it after her, and it represents the colors of the Italian flag, because you have the red, the tomato sauce, you have the white with the cheese, and the green with the basil leaves. So, and they named it after Queen Margherita. So there you go. There's a history lesson for it. The pizza I had, it was a white pizza, so no sauce, no tomato sauce, just olive oil. It had nice prosciutto. Very, very good. A big ball of buffalo mozzarella right in the middle. It had pistachios crumbled on top. It was really freaking good. I'm not going to lie to you. It was really good pizza. And I had a nice mule to wash it down. It's a very nice town, Taormina. I want to go back there. It was cool. I'd like to see Palermo, too. I didn't get to see Palermo. But the cab drive was nice back. And I will tell you, I have not really practiced my Italian. And I know Sicilian's a little bit different. I understand that. But I had not practiced my Italian really well since the last time I was in Italy, or since I was in college. And I will tell you, I was impressed with myself. Yeah, I was a little impressed with myself, how well I did. And just how easily it comes back. It's really amazing. You know, I was able to talk with the driver and I was able to talk with the waiters and with everybody. I ordered the food, have conversations with them about Sicily, about Italy, about my travels, about what I do. I mean, I was doing really well. I was kind of impressed. I didn't think I really absorbed and retained that much ability to speak Italian. So, which, you know, I guess my Italian is better than my Greek, which I should probably fix that. But hey, you know, I also sing opera, you know, so it is on my, I do get a chance to exercise it a little more than the Greek, unfortunately. But yeah, well, how about we get good at both? You know, there's not the, I love the Italian language. I love Italy. I love the Italian people. In Greece, in Italy, there's a phrase, una razza, una faccia. They say, one race, one face. And that's their phrase between the Greeks and the Italians. So, obviously, we get along very well. In some parts of southern Italy, in Calabria, they actually speak a mixture of Italian and Greek. They call it curico. So, yeah, very close, obviously. But, yeah, Sicily is very nice. You know, we hung around the town, went back, walked around there, got some gelato. Leo likes gelato, of course. Beautiful churches there, too. Beautiful bell tower on one of the churches with, like, animated stuff going on. That was really cool. I never seen anything like that before. And, so Sicily is great. It's all great. I mean, the whole trip has been great. The cruise is nice. Yeah, the ship was fun. I met some fun people there. young people. It was a good time. You know, I hung out with them. I was surprised at the amount of young people because, you know, you, for whatever reason, European cruises tend to have mostly advanced people on them. You know, not to, you know, nothing wrong with that. But there was a lot of young people too. Although I will say, one of my favorite things to do on cruises is to people watch. Because something about being on that ship and being like cut off from the rest of the world, people tend to go crazy. Or at least they do things that they normally wouldn't do. So one of my favorite things was to go down at night. They usually had live music. They had a rotunda kind of in the lobby. They usually had some kind of live music going on there. You know, different stuff like Beatles tribute bands and, you know, different stuff. And there will always be this group of like, you know, 5 to 10, you know, drunk people that would go out there and dance. And the dancing was amusing. You know, it's kind of like, I don't know how to describe it. It's just the way that people dance when they're drunk on vacation, especially on cruises, is really, you have to see it to believe it. And I got plenty of footage of it. Yeah, they were out there. They were cutting up a rug. They didn't care what was going on. And then you would have the couples that would dance together. And it's like, oh my gosh, don't break a hip, you know. And then you had some people that, you know, they dance all the time. They know ballroom dance. And they would go around, you know, waltzing or freaking doing the foxtrot to, you know, Twist and Shout. Like, I mean, like, oh, come on. Get out of here with all that. I mean, you're dancing around. I mean, how ridiculous. Do the Lindy, the I Dicotillion. I know these dances too, but I don't do them in front of everybody trying to act like, oh, we got Dancing with the Stars over here. You know, I use my knowledge for good, people. I use it to talk to you. How about that? I digress. but yeah, and it kind of reminded me, you know, these couples are dancing around. They're all hanging on each other, all lovey-dovey, which is, you know, they're on vacation, whatever. And, you know, I realized I hadn't gotten a chance to talk yet about the incident that happened at the Coldplay concert, which I'm sure you've heard about by now. But if you haven't heard about it, just go look up Coldplay concert couple. And what happened was, is that at this concert, the crowd was showing images of the crowd on the big jumbotron, and they kept cutting to different people, and it cut, you know, innocuously to this couple that was sitting in one of the sky boxes, and it was a man, and he had his arms around the girl standing behind her, and she's holding on to him, and they're kind of swaying. Yeah, they look like a nice couple. Well, As soon as they realized what was going on, their eyes got as big as saucers. The guy literally drops down out of the frame. He drops down out of the camera like he's been shot. And the girl hides her face and turns around. And the singer, the lead singer says, I guess those people are having an affair. And yeah, that's exactly what was happening, because both of them were married. I believe both of them were married. I know the man for sure was married. And what? Not only that, this lovely couple that they showed on the jumbotron, they happened to be the CEO and I believe the head of HR. the jokes write themselves. The head of HR at some, I think the company was called Astronomy. And you just knew, like, and in the, like, off to the left, you can see another person that was there, like, in their box or whatever. And her expression, it was like it was the happiest day of her life to see these two get exposed. Because, I mean, I'm not advocating cheating on your wife or your husband. I'm not I am totally against that. It's immoral. But if you're going to do it, how could you be so stupid, so brazen, so idiotic to be standing there like a teenage couple at the Ferris wheel? I mean, you're 50-something years old. I mean, grow up. Like, I mean, seriously, that's what you do? I'm glad they did it, though. You know why? Because they got caught and they got made fools of. And you know that everybody in that company was happy because, you know, nobody in there liked those two. And they probably suspected what was going on. And then, you know, it became a national, international meme. So, you know what? They got what they deserved. I believe the wife, or as soon as it happened, she changed her name on Instagram. I hope she gets herself a nice little, package there for her divorce. And you know what? I mean, how stupid. Where did I leave off? We left Sicily. The next day after that was a sea day, and then we landed in Barcelona. Isn't that the song they sang, Freddie Mercury, Montserrat Caballé? Barcelona. They had the Olympics there. Barcelona. Well, that was the last leg of my trip, so it makes it, and this has gone on rather long, so I think it makes sense if I cut it off here. I will not wait as long as I did. I promise you that. So it will be sooner. I believe I waited about 5 weeks. It will be 4 weeks or less. How about that? Put me on the air. Put me on record. I say less than 4 weeks. Hopefully less. I don't want to wait another month to do one of these. You guys are probably ready for this trip to be over. I'm still blabbering on about it. But hey, I said I was going to cover it. So I thought it was going to be a two-parter. It's going to be a three-parter. So, sue me. Don't listen. What am I going to do? What are you going to do to me? You can't do anything to me. You can't do nothing to me. But yeah, I think that's going to do it for old Manoli's Musings. Like, subscribe, share, leave comments that are nice. Any hate mail, direct to direct to manolismusings@gmail.com. Send it there. It'll get somewhere. Anyway, that's it, folks. Have a good night. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you next time. So goodbye.